The Blazers tonight have their fourth and final meeting in the season against Kevin Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder own the best record in the Western Conference. Now, Oklahoma City has won three in a row after a victory over Miami on Sunday. They're 15-8 on the road, and that is the best road record in the West. Blazers 3-3 under interim coach Caleb Canales, with wins over Chicago, Memphis, and Golden State. And center Joel Prisbilla says they like playing for the new Canales coach.
You know, he makes it fun. He makes it enjoyable to come in practice, makes it enjoyable to come to games. And I mean, he just, like I said, he cares for everyone, every individual on that court.
And that game time is 7 o'clock tonight. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Elsewhere in the league last night, the winners were Boston, Detroit, Indiana, Orlando, New York, Utah, Denver, Houston, and the Clippers. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has spoken publicly for the first time since punishing the Saints for Bountygate. Goodell says the Saints organization and untrue denials about a structured bounty system merited a strict response. Commissioner added he has no evidence about bounty programs elsewhere, but promised the league will diligently investigate any leads of that nature going forward. Speaking of the NFL, the New York Jets introduced quarterback Tim Tebow on Monday. Jets last week acquired the former Heisman Trophy winner and a seventh-round draft pick from Denver in exchange for a fourth and a sixth-round pick. Tebow says he enjoyed playing for the Broncos, but says he's ready to move on.
I just want to thank the Broncos for my time in Denver. It was an amazing time. I want to thank my teammates and the fans for being such great teammates and such great fans. And just that I'm looking forward to my time here in New York.
Tebow became expendable when the Broncos signed free agent quarterback Peyton Manning after his release from Indianapolis. Tebow says he expects to have a great relationship with starting quarterback Mark Sanchez. A published report says Beaver guard Jared Cunningham intends to bypass the NCAA's deadline of April 10th and see if he can get enough feedback to be a first-round pick and declare by the NBA's deadline of April 29th. Cunningham, with Coach Robinson's help, will listen to NBA opinions on his draft status before making his decision. And turning to college football, coming off his second national championship in three seasons, Alabama football coach Nick Saban has received a raise and a contract extension through the 2019 season. He'll reportedly earn an extra $550,000 under the new deal, bringing his pay for 2012 to more than $3.31 million. Crimson Tide are 55-12 since Saban was hired as head coach in 2007. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.